Welcome to Youth Force Chronicles, a podcast for teens by teens. Today, we are going to be doing a special episode because it is Black History Month. Woo-hoo! This time, I have our guests, Amelia, Terrence Council, and Macias Daniels. And so, we're going to get the chance to talk about everything all about Black History Month. Let's get it.
Are you ready?
Today on this episode, you have your host, your boy, Mr. Joe. We have Amelia Mercado. We have Terrence Council and Macias Daniel. So today we are going to get the opportunity to talk about Black History Month and race and culture. And so we hope that this is a podcast that you most definitely will tune into. Before we get started, we're going to share a little fun fact about ourselves. Fun fact about me is that sugar with grits and butter is the way to go. I don't know if anybody tries to deny that.
No.
But that's the best way to do grits.
Cheese grits.
Fight me on it. Yeah. Actually, don't fight me.
Cheese grits. Cheese grits are better.
Whatever. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't put sugar on my grits.
What do you do for your grits?
I put butter on them.
Butter.
And bacon.
And bacon.
And corned beef hash.
Okay. Corned beef. Oh.
That's a whole. Yeah, yeah.
That's a whole delicacy right there.
That's a whole another meal right there.
Hey, you know, I just feel like for me, sugar, butter, and grits is just the way to go.
Nah,
Okay. The aggressiveness. It's just because, I don't know, with pancakes and all that stuff, I like something sweet with my breakfast. And that's just the way to go sometimes. It's just simple. It's the quickest things I can get to in my kitchen. Why not?
I'm a waffle guy.
A waffle guy?
Yeah.
I'm a French toast person, personally.
Y'all just hate on my breakfast ideas. Fine.
I'm not only a breakfast person, though.
Yeah. You don't?
No.
I skip breakfast today, too, so it happens. It'd be like that. If you did eat breakfast, what would you eat?
I like waffles, eggs, you know, sausage, stuff like that.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. Okay. What about you, Terrence?
Oh, take me to Waffle House. I'm straight.
You want to go to Waffle House,
hey,
big dog?
I want to talk special.
Whoa.
With a blueberry waffle, hash browns, eggs. Mm. I'll eat my whole list.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to have a Sprite and a cup of coffee and then a water to finish it off.
Oh, my gosh. You making me hungry. Amelia, what about you? What's your breakfast item? Or your whole breakfast?
Well, I'm Hispanic, so like rice and eggs probably is, well, you know, I bring it to work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Rice, egg, and that's it.
It's like in a, like a, you wrap it or
no,
you just eat it plain?
I just eat rice and eggs. Oh. And any variety, because that's fine.
Gotcha. So.
Hey, it'd be like that. Okay. Amelia, what's your fun fact?
My fun fact, if we're going based on food, is I rarely eat breakfast and then wonder why every day I'm hungry. So, every day.
You wonder why you starve.
Every day. Yeah, I go, why am I so hungry and cranky all the time?
Hey,
and then I never eat.
Do y'all ever just get hangry?
Yes.
Like, what's your level of hangry that you get to?
Shut down. Like, I'm like, I won't talk to you. And if you talk to me, I will glare at you and pretend you don't exist. So.
Yeah.
Okay. What about y'all?
I just be by myself when I'm hangry.
Because
if I talk to somebody, I might go off.
Yes.
So. Would you leave me?
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone. I'm going to eat my food. Okay. Terrence, what's your fun fact? I feel like your fun fact could be that you groom your beard day and night.
You know what? My fun fact is I have to get a haircut almost every 2 weeks because my hair grows really fast.
Man, that's just a habit.
So, like, if I get a haircut, let's say, like, I can get a haircut today, right?
Mm-hmm.
By, like, Friday, Saturday, I'm already, like, I might need another one.
Okay. I need to get my haircut.
So, grooming for me is...
Okay, so what would be most important to, like, live with? Having a beard or no hair on the top of your head?
Oh, see, now you playing with fire. You playing with fire. Right
Do you there. Want a good
Listen,
beard?
I'll let the beard go because the hair ain't going.
Mm.
I'll let the beard go. I've done it before.
Baby face tan.
Baby face T.
BT.
I'll have to do it one day.
But do you feel like your beard is part of, like, your identity?
Absolutely.
Though?
It has to be.
Like, if it's not, I don't know what
I'm
we gonna
tapped
do.
In. If I let this thing go, I'm baby T.
Macias is still trying to grow his.
Yeah. Hey, I still got a little something right there. I got a little something.
Let me get my microscope. Oh, man. All right, Macias, what's your fun fact after you got roasted?
Sometimes I pour my milk first before my cereal.
Wow.
No. Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
What is this? They write stories about people like
okay,
you.
What's
yeah,
your,
that
okay.
didn't feel like
Hold
a
on,
fun
I got a
fact.
Question,
that
though.
Felt like a betrayal.
What cereal are you eating in the morning?
Frosted Flakes.
There we go. Yes, okay. sir.
Gotta be.
I gotta say, I'm a Captain Crunch kind
yes,
of guy.
Yes, I was about to be like, Captain Crunch.
They're like top five.
It's a good one.
Number one is Frosted Flakes right there.
Frosted Flakes. I haven't.
Frosted Flakes right there.
Frosted Flakes. I haven't had Frosted Flakes in I don't know how long.
Captain Crunch or Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Like,
okay.
They get soggy too fast.
You gotta.
You
yeah,
said Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
I make your tongue bleed.
Yeah.
It's not your tongue, it's the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. I like the ones that like you feel pain after you eat them. Those are the ones I go for.
If you don't feel pain, it ain't good.
Your jaws exactly. done got swollen.
It's like what happened to you?
We're going with regular crunch berries.
Ooh.
Crunch berries.
Okay. We gotta rectify.
Berries, yeah.
Regular.
So just like the yellow pieces?
The top of your mouth is bleed.
Hey. No pain, no gain.
I don't know about that. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, let's be honest. Captain Crunch is the way to go.
The name speaks for itself. It's a captain, and you crunching, and your mouth is bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
That's but it's
it.
Good.
It's
worth
true.
It.
But you're going to endure the pain.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with Frosted Flakes, you don't.
Okay. Nice. Well, let me ask you. Did you guys ever eat Cocoa Pebbles?
Oh, no.
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 Really?
Okay.
What about Corn Flakes?
No, those are gross.
Hey. Frosted Flakes without the sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a hard time.
I always add sugar in my Frosted Flakes. Though.
Yes.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, Corn Flakes is like LaCroix. They just don't got the flavor. Oh, man. Look, Frosted Flakes is the LaCroix that has the aftertaste.
Did you guys ever try the Hint Waters when they were popular?
What is that?
It's literally like a water that's flavored in quotations, but really like there's no taste, and then like you breathe out and you're like, that was a flavor.
That just sounds like Propel.
Yeah, but it's not like it was so weird.
That
and they
Dasani
were my favorite
flavored
things
water.
Ever.
Make you dehydrated.
Yeah. Yeah, the watermelon ones were so good because you would drink it and you'd be like, this is nothing. And then you would breathe out and you were like, watermelon, and that's it. That's all it was. And they're like $3 a bottle.
Okay. So to get on to another part of this section, I do want to ask you guys, so knowing me, and I can guarantee this, if you know me at any point in my time, I'm going to talk about superheroes. And because it is Black History Month, we just need to highlight some of the top contenders. Okay, so let me ask you guys, who's your top Black superhero?
We're going top five or to his top three?
Let's do just number one.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm going to sit and think.
I
grew up on the white superheroes.
Yeah, that lie. One's kind of hard, I think.
I mean, I know, like, Miles Morales.
Oh, yeah. I'm locked in. I already got mine.
The original Green Lantern was Black.
Okay, yeah.
I'm glad you call him the original.
Yes, the original, yeah.
I mean... I know Cyborg from Teen Titans.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It better be the original Teen Titans, not Teen Titans Go.
I was thinking about
Don't
Teen Titans
do
Go.
It. Nah. Cyborg from Teen Titans was a G.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys good?
I'm locked in. I'm ready.
All right.
I don't think I am, but just do me last.
Okay. Static Shock.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You know, superhero, right. Static
right.
Shock.
All right. Woo-hoo. All right.
Okay. How old are you?
All right.
How? Oh, my gosh. Oh. It's like early
2000s. Yeah. I wasn't even born. I'm 04.
Oh, dang. Yeah, you were in your diapers.
Yeah, some of the older ones that I don't know either, because I was 2001, so.
Okay.
Like, I only know the newer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes. Terrence, you seem like you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
This is okay. So I'm gonna put these three names out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so growing up, Spider-Man animated 94.
Okay.
Okay. Blade.
Ooh.
Blade.
Okay. And I grew up when Wesley Snipes played the actual character. So when the movie came out,
okay,
I remember that was like everybody was on Wesley Snipes as Blade. So you got Blade.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a good one. So you got Blade for me. Also, so I never knew about Black Panther, like, at all.
You know, that's so true.
I never knew about Black Panther
until the movie came out.
So when I found out about the comics, I went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I started listening. I started reading the comics. And I'm like, okay, boom. There's nothing else for me to say. Black Panther. So you got Blade and Black Panther. Then one of my favorite characters was Gambit.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, he's not. But still, Gambit has always kind of been like that other character for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, he could pass. But
He could.
But outside of those three, I would say Green Lantern from DC. Actually, I would say Batman too, because it's like, man, if only if he was. But I would say Green Lantern. Lantern, those three.
Batman if he was.
If he was.
If he
was. But yeah, Blade, Black Panther, and Green Lantern.
Okay. Hey, those are some good but if contenders.
You ask me who I'm picking with, I'm going with Blade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I have to. There's, I mean,
he's too cool.
It's a walking vampire during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said, I coming for you, cuz. Yeah. <I'm coming for laughs> you. All right, Macias, what about you?
Let's see. I gotta go with Blade. Let's see, I'm going Cyborg. And was Black Hawk? Was he a black dude?
Black Hawk.
You know what I'm talking about?
Who is Black Hawk?
From DC?
I thought it was in the Avengers movie.
Are you talking about Falcon?
Yeah,
Falcon. Oh my goodness.
Okay. It can pass.
It can pass.
Oh,
Falcon passes.
Is he white?
No.
Oh. okay. Yeah. But I think I'm going to go Cyborg, though.
Cyborg?
Probably my favorite.
Okay. He's like the OG.
Yeah. Cyborg is so good. He's so real, too, though.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, man. I'm just here to have a good time, but also get stuff done. Yeah. I stand on business. All right, Amelia.
See, that's hard. So, like, I'm not, like, super into superheroes either, which is so sad.
It's okay. We can't be perfect.
I know. Well, like, I like them, but, like, I was more of, like, an anime kid. Anime is not the greatest representation of bi characters most of the time. But so probably like Miles Morales is really cool. It's cool that he's mixed too, which like I feel like you don't see a lot of. If we're going at animation, Craig of the Creek is not a superhero, but he's so cute. Okay, watch Craig of the Creek, okay? The main character is Craig the cutest the person Creek. Ever.
Why do I feel like where have I heard that from? Have y'all seen that?
Craig of the Creek?
Yes, yeah. It is so cute. It follows like Craig and it's like just little kids and they're doing little kid things and it's so cute. Superhero though, Miles Morales is really cool. Blade, I didn't even think of Blade. So that was, yeah. But also I'm like a villain person too. I usually like the villains.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I like the villains.
I'm even thinking too. I'm like, who would it be? Who would it be? I don't know. I'm going to come back on that one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. If Deathstroke was like a black character, that would probably be my pick, I think. Like, because he's so cool.
Deathstroke.
Yeah, okay. Why the original Teen Titans, he's like the coolest character, hands down.
Could you just imagine Deathstroke as a black character?
So calculating. He's like the most calculating character.
What would you give Deathstroke a name? Like, what if you could change his name to make it more fitting? What would it be? That's such a good thought. I'm gonna come back on that one.
Put it in the comments.
Tell me what you think. Give him a different origin story too. All right. So let's move on. We had enough time to laugh and giggle and stuff, but we want to take the time to talk more about Black History Month, race and culture here, and so let's just get into it after this message.
Hey there, Youth Force Chronicles editor here. This is where our business's sponsorships will be highlighted, but for now, let's talk about all the exciting things happening with Youth Force and the Boys and Girls Club of the Ocoee region. First off, I just want to take the time to thank all of our podcast guests. You've been absolutely amazing, and we're immensely grateful for your time and insight. I also want to give a big shout out to the wonderful teens who have lent their voices to the show. You're the heartbeat of Youth Force Chronicles, and without your interest and passion for this, Youth Force Chronicles literally wouldn't exist. After all, this is a podcast for teens by teens. What's next on the podcast agenda? Brace yourselves for a lineup of incredible people from TikTok sensations and some local business rock stars. Moving on, our program Youth Force is popping up with upcoming projects. Get ready for an introduction to podcast cohort in April and mark your calendars for career field trips on March 13th through the 15th. Interested? Reach out to Jason or Joseph at jpadgett@bgcocoe.org, and that is spelled jpadgett@bgcocoe.org. And finally, don't miss out on Elevate, the Boys and Girls Club of the Ocoee Region's flagship teen conference. Feeling like you're on the outside looking in? This is your chance to connect, relate, and thrive. Join us on April 26th through the 27th for inspiring speakers, epic activities, and unforgettable memories. Thank you guys for listening. We're pumped for what's ahead. Stay tuned because we're taking off.
Let's get into this. I'm really excited for this. One, having the opportunity to talk with you, Terrence and Macias, just about Black History Month, and especially being at the Boys and Girls Club, we have this opportunity to work in a place that gets to help inspire kids to grow up and be who they want to be. Whatever it's like, whatever career path they go down to, we want to help them get into that, and being the inspiration to help them get there is something we want to do. And so my question to you both is, how do you feel like your role as a Black man can help influence these students in the Boys and Girls Club?
So when my mom taught me how she raised me, kind of like not take like a parent, like a parental role to them, but kind of like kind of shape them, kind of like help them out with stuff from like my perspective, from what I was taught.
Would you care to share a little bit of your perspective?
Let's see. Like one easy one was like when adults is talking, you know, don't chime in.
Yeah.
You know, like just listen, you know, when someone's talking to you, you know, little stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. No, for sure. Terrence, what about you?
I was always told, I learned this from my grandfather, is, you know, learn how to respect yourself. It goes a long way when you can respect yourself and take accountability, and also learn how to be comfortable in who you are. I think that's one of the things that I want to show is I'm happy with who I am and what I am becoming. I think that is definitely a huge message, because we always hear the saying, you know, almost forgot it, but action speaks louder than words, and living through your actions can go a long way. People remember you by not just the good that you do, but how do you display and how do you as a good character, how you show yourself. So if you can respect yourself and take accountability for yourself and mature in who you are, that goes a long way. People will remember you just by who you are, just by how you move and how you act.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, also, let me ask you. So what are your roles here at the Boys and Girls Club?
I'm a unit director for the painter unit. That's the role that I serve here at Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
So I'm a staff at Jacob's unit.
Okay. So glad to have you both here. Yeah. I don't know if I didn't say that before, because I know I didn't. But I'm so glad to have you here. So my next question is for you guys, is knowing that there are going to be times, especially in the world that we live in, where things are going to be difficult, especially that revolves around race, how can we as the Boys and Girls Club combat that when things in the world seem so dark and we're not sure on how to navigate those situations? But how can we as a Boys and Girls Club combat all the darkness out in this world, the negativity of things that try to paint a bad image, especially for Black people and people of other races too.
I think it goes by just being able to be yourself and show kindness and love versus hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because showing what's already being displayed just adds more fuel to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And to calm the fire and to put that fire out is love. And yeah. I think that working here, you see that every time, you know, a child, you know, says, you know, hello, Mr. T. First thing you want to do is I open my arms and I want them, you know, to feel embraced. I want them to feel love. Give them a hug. You know, that right there can go a miles long away, and that can change a child's life. You know, they could have had a bad day at school and they come here and they see, you know, Mr. T or, you know, Mr. Macias, and, you know, just by a simple hug or a smile, you know, from them, you know, that interaction can just change, you know, from what they may have heard at school. And I think especially when it comes to race, for us as African-Americans, and what I've seen is that the reaction and the response, how can we handle the response? And I think that is doing the opposite of what's being shown. If there's hate in the world, I'm not going to show more hate towards it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a positive influence. Like, hey, listen, I understand you're hurting, but there's good. We can have a conversation. We can talk about this. Hey, let me sit down. Let me listen to why are you feeling this pain. Let me help guidance you. Let me help educate you. Let me help you, you know, give it a different role. Let me tell you my story, how I experienced it, how I've overcome it. Because I, you know, Macias and I've experienced, you know, altercations, and it's kind of like saying this is still happening, but it's like how I'm going to respond. I can respond in a negative way, but I know that, you know what, in order to change this, I have a voice. I can speak, but I'm going to let my actions speak in the positive way because there are people behind me that are looking, and this generation here is looking for people to say, hey, I'm confused. I don't know which way to go. Let me show you the right way. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how we have to move forward. We have to show the right way. You know, sometimes you hear the slang, turn the other cheek, but you know what? In turning the other cheek, hey, we're going to help move forward as a unit, as together, instead of, you know, apart. So
yeah, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I'll piggyback off of what he said about the showing love part. I like that because when you show love, you know, you don't show favoritism. You care about the person's well-being and stuff. So if you see them like slipping off, or if you see them like acting like kind of racist towards somebody, you'll chime in and you'll tell them, you'll show them the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as like knowing how to respond to it, that takes a lot of patience. So you got to be like, in the Bible, it says be like quick to listen, slow to speak. So I think when you just practice that and, you know, you show patience towards people, it'll bring you a long way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Did you want to add on that one?
No, he's quoting scripture. Oh, yeah.
I feel like patience is the hardest one. Like most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes just to add with patience, like patience ain't easy.
No, it's not.
It's not easy. And sometimes I still question if I have it some days, but I love that you said that, because from a concept of empathetic leadership, especially dealing with students who have gone through some rough situations and trying to figure out how can we navigate this together. And with empathetic leadership, it really does teach us to say we're going to listen. And if we listen now, it's not necessarily to better our response that we can say to them, but it really gives us the idea of how we can walk alongside them to get us to the root of what they need in as an action from those who are listening around them. And so, I really like that you said that. That was actually really good. Things can be difficult,
mm-hmm.
You know, and talking about race, it's my favorite thing to do because, honestly, growing up, it was something that I did not get to do a lot. Being around people who did not share that same thing that I went through, pretty much, that was always hard. And so, how can we as an organization celebrate more of people of color people who don't look like this, people who think different than us. How can we celebrate that more? Because I want to say that, especially everywhere we go, this is something we want to make sure we're doing, because we just want to make that difference. So how can we celebrate people of color more?
So I'm not black, I'm mixed, but I'm mixed Dominican. And I just feel like you have to celebrate like yourself and not be quiet about the experiences that you guys have had and I've had as like being like people of color, and just like, you know, and be able to be like, hey, like where you're coming from, what happened, like, and just be able to speak about it. Because I feel like a lot of times like we're quiet about it, and like we don't, because you don't want to ruffle feathers and you don't want to be like, oh, that didn't.
Yeah, no, for sure. So not being quiet about it, like, let's talk about it, mm-hmm. talk about it more. So how do you guys think that we can celebrate this more?
I think people who don't know the backstory and the history help educate them, because if you don't know, you don't know. And yeah. And there's a lot of people in this world that kind of know. They only know like the cliff notes, but the mm-hmm. details and the story and the background, actually, you know, getting the knowledge, actually encountering somebody and hearing somebody and say, hey, have you ask a question. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's one of the things that people are afraid. They're afraid to ask the questions, and I think they're afraid of the reaction of the question.
Mm-hmm.
But like my mom used to tell me, if you don't ask, you're not going to know. Mm-hmm. And we can't be afraid of asking questions. Not, hey, I want to ask a question to learn, to know. I'm not here to offend you. I want to know, because I want to be able to stand in the gap and to celebrate this, because it's something to be celebrated about. You know, it is something, it's history that's in America that will be going on forever.
Right.
You know, a lot of history from Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, to Madam C.J. Walker, pioneers that have paved the way for African Americans. And for allowing us to have a voice in this world, let's get some questions to ask. Mm-hmm. You know, let's get better understanding. You know, let's have a group conversation to sit down to talk and to hear stories and to say, hey, you know, what ideas, you know, can you help bring forth?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of depth into that. But you gotta open you gotta be able to open your mouth and ask. You won't know.
I like how you're phrasing some of these questions, because some of the things that I've noticed is how when we try to ask questions,
mm-hmm.
and even this is something I have to practice myself, is to make it an intentional question rather than asking a question based on an assumption.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think I've seen that so many times, and like I'm having to train myself on it, because I never realized how it may sound offensive and to someone else.
And it's how you approach it.
Right.
And it's how you approach it. And that's where, you know, at times the hesitation comes in. And so when the hesitation comes in, that's where everybody is quiet. That's where it's like, I don't want to offend nobody. You're not offending if you're asking a question, because I'm going to take it as you want to learn, you want to know. There's a friend of mine who went to Lee. He graduated. He went to Vanderbilt. His story is amazing. And during 2020, you know, when the whole Black Lives Matter and all that was going on, we used to go to Starbucks and get a cup of coffee, and we would just conversate. And he said something to me that was very unique. He said, people won't know unless they know, and it's up to us to do our best to help coach what they don't know. And when he said that to me, I was like, at first I was like, he said, just think about it. I was like, okay, I'm thinking. But then it finally rang. It's like, if we're in a group of people and people are asking us questions, you know, about Black history, and they only knew from what they learned in the textbook in school, but they want to know more. If they only know what they learned in the textbooks and that's all they got, you know, and that's all they can carry forth, they would never know that either you've experienced, you know, race, or, you know, prejudice, or, you know, police brutality. They would never know.
Yeah, microaggression.
They would never know. They would never know that, you know, when I was 15, I was with my dad. I got pulled over because they thought I shot a kid, and the kid was wearing a hoodie. And that day I was wearing a black hoodie, but it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm 15, and my mind started just racing. Like, I ain't never done that before in my life. Like, I go to church, I play drums, I play basketball. Like, I just start, like, I do all this stuff. Like, I ain't. But in that moment, I was like, did this just happen to me? Like, I'm 15. Like, did this really just happen? And I'm just like, that sticks with you. And so people was like, well, how did you handle that? In the moment, I was shocked. Going forward, I'm like, I have to help the next generation. We got to help upcoming Black, white. We have to help everybody to learn. They say, hey, it can happen to you, it can happen to me, but there's more to this that we have to, like I said, unify this together. And that's why I said we have to act in love, because that's a huge key. That's, I feel like that's missing today, is how we show love and kindness to each other. Where, you know, everybody's busy, everybody's got things going on, but how we treat each other now is so valuable. And I think we're missing a huge part of that, on how to have a conversation with somebody face to face. So, sees.
Yeah. You covered most of it.
No, my bad.
No, you're good. No, I like listening.
But pastor counsel.
Stop it. I'm not pastor.
I think we can incorporate it in the clubs by, like, I don't know. And I don't see a lot of, like, paintings or pictures of, like, any of our, like, Black leaders in the clubs. Mm. So, like, we could put pictures up. I mean, we could involve Black history in, like, some of the activities we do.
Mm-hmm.
We could share, like, personal stories, you know, stuff like that. During programs, we can, like, you know, tell about Black history to those who don't know.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel we can incorporate it.
Yeah. The biggest thing is just having a conversation about it.
Yeah.
And I think that's just what, like, pretty much just, like, everybody needs.
Yeah.
And so
just something to start the conversation, like a piece that you can start it on.
Right. You know? Yeah.
And I think it's also helpful, not just with the kids at the club, but also having a conversation with the parents too.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, you know, having that conversation with the parents for them to come on board with us to keep that fire going.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge key to also implement, is to have a conversation with the parents, and, you know, and let the parents say, hey, you know, this is what we're doing to educate, but also to tell about you know, history that's part of America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that, you know, for us here at the club, I would love to see that, for us to implement that, to help the parents say, hey, it's a part of history, we want kids to know about this history. So
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, this is where dreams start. This is where magic happens. We talk about it here, and we bring it to real life.
Yes.
That's the goal right there. We only have a few minutes left of our time. I wanted to first off just say thank you for coming and just giving up your time and just to talk about. I do want to say just thank you for giving your time to just come and talk. And to celebrate Black History Month, and mm-hmm. to make recognition to those that are in the organization too, as well. I believe that we can make a difference, and to just bring recognition to all the people of color here, and to show that, hey, we as an organization do care about this, and we want to make sure that people do know about it. And for everything that we're doing here, it's just a great opportunity. But I'm grateful for this conversation, because we learned that having a conversation, starting the conversation, may be difficult, but it's courageous. And through that, we can make a great difference. And also to ask intentional questions,
mm-hmm.
and not asking a question based off of assumption.
Yeah.
And I do want to say one more thing on that part, because I just now thought of it. When we go and ask these questions to learn more about people, we shouldn't be asking the questions to just learn more about the race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've noticed how we tend to forget that the person we're talking to is a person, and they're their own human being, and they want to be known, not just for their race, but for who they are.
Yeah.
And their race is a part of it, but who they are is what matters the most. And that's how we make true connection.
Yeah.
And so I do want to say this. Do want to make sure I said that for sure.
No, that's good. That's really good. That's really good.
Anyway, this concludes our episode. I'm Mr. Joe. We had Amelia, Terrence, and Macias. We're signing off. We'll catch you next time. Are you ready?